One of the things I love about Boxing Day is I can, in a guilt-free manner, enjoy two of the sports I absolutely love. One's cricket, of course, the Boxing Day Test match, and I love watching the start of the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. And I was actually lucky enough to be on the harbour in one of the rescue boats many, many moons ago when it was starting, and I've got to say it was frenetic. But when it comes to sailing, if you think that it's a sport only for the blokes, you are kidding yourself. Happy to have this lady, Sibby Ilshofer, her boat's Daredevil, a mate of mine. I've been sailing with this lady once and she bossed me around like you wouldn't believe. Sib, good morning.
Hi, Todd.
You weren't nice when you told me to get over to the other side of the boat and wind this and pull that. It was just, you're just barking orders at me and it kind of scared me.
I can't remember that.
I can't burn it out of my mind. It's impossible.
Right. Oh,
look, you'd be starting to get very, very busy. One of only two female skippers in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. And the thing is, you are an amazing sailor. You've done so much over so many years. But it's still one of the most grueling sporting events on the planet. Tell us a little bit about what happened last year when you headed out of Sydney Harbour in Daredevil.
We were doing really well and climbing through the fleet. We'd made some really, really good decisions with our sail changes and our sail choices. And unfortunately, about 5 hours into the race, we must have hit something because all of a sudden we lost the steering. And I went down below and sure enough, we have sort of like an inspection glass at the bottom of the boat in strategic positions, and I had a look and the rudder was gone, completely sheared off. So, grabbed the emergency tiller steering and the rudder on the way through, threw it into the cockpit and said to the guys, we have no rudder, the race is over. And of course, you know, you get the looks of disbelief and what do you mean we have no rudder? And anyway, the long and the short of the story is that we had to turn around, head back into Sydney, and we got absolutely slammed with a 45-knot southerly. The crew probably wasn't as ready for it as they should have been because they were still dazed by the fact that the race was over. And I got hit over the back of the head with the mainsail traveller, slammed into the front of the cockpit with my face and basically suffered a concussion. So, yeah, those things can happen.
That would make you very unhappy. But the thing about you is you're very resilient. And you might be, they knock you down, but you get up again. So 2016 is another year. How is Daredevil looking for the start of the race?
Yeah, really good. We've basically changed anything that needed changing, replaced anything that needed replacing, and anything that looked like it was going to break or wasn't 100%, I've gone and replaced it and or changed it over. And that includes the rig. We're working on the rig as we speak. It's going back in on Friday. We've fixed the prop. Some of the things we've done is replaced halyards, reefing lines, blocks that weren't 100%, so we're looking really, really good. And, of course, we've got the new rudder as well.
Oh, that'd be very, very really handy, exciting. I'd imagine. Yeah, that would be would make things so much easier. So that's the boat, that's the vessel, that's the yacht. Is it a case of you really can't start to plan the tactics before the race? Is there anything you can plan at the moment, or is it just a case of we need to see what the weather's doing on the day and the preceding days because, really, it's a movable feast?
Yeah, that's the actual tactics for the race, for sure. You need to see what the weather's doing. You need to understand, what you're going to be up for, and that's how you also make your sail choices because you're limited with the amount of sails that you can take. So you choose your sails on the basis of what the weather is most likely to do. But everything else, all the start tactics, the start line tactics, the strategic, how you're going to jibe the boat, how you're going to tack the boat, all of those things are very trainable. And we've been training for that probably since August, September. And that includes, making crew choices and going through the crew and actually working out their strengths and weaknesses and choosing who's going to be the best person for the race.
Would it be fair to say, though, on such a long race, does it really matter if you don't get a good start?
It depends what point of view. To some people and some teams, the race start is very, very important. Given the amount of collisions that have occurred in the last 2 years at the start line, and that includes the Sydney Gold Coast, I am very conservative at the start in the sense that we will avoid a collision at all costs, and therefore if we're 30 seconds late or if we're on the other side of the start line, say at the pin end and everybody's at the boat end, I don't care. It's not that important to me. It's a 650 nautical mile race, and if you have a collision at the start, the race is over.
Yeah, all over, so, over, over. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to have a look at Daredevil, head to 2DURFM.com and the Todd Sargent Morning Show page, because we've got a lovely picture of it there. There's also a link that you can track all of the Sydney to Hobart yachts as well, so click on that as well. Sibby, we hope it goes very, very well for you. Obviously, it's a tough sporting event. It's tough on the machinery. It's tough on human beings. And it is still one of those great events that no matter how much better the equipment gets, Mother Nature can still turn around and bring up a few surprises. Obviously, it costs a lot of money to get a boat on the water. And Clubs New South Wales have given you a bit of a hand.
Yes, they have, and I want to thank Clubs New South Wales for that. They've been really supportive, and, they've come to the party with some of the things, so we're very pleased.
So before we let you go, all things being equal and we're sure that everything is going to be okay, where, realistically, when you finish the race, do you think Daredevil will be within the fleet, conservatively?
I'd like to think that we can better what we did in the 2014 Hobart race, so I'd like to be in the top 50, preferably around the 30 mark.
Fantastic. So, we're going to watch you all the way down the coast. Sib, thank you very much. Obviously, it's starting to build up now. Hoping for nice weather, and we'll look forward to having a chat to you when you get back.
Thank you, Todd.
Sibby Ilshofer, the boat is, or I should say the yacht is, Daredevil. It's moored at the Newcastle Cruising Yacht Club and just one of the many boats from around the area that will be taking part. Keep an eye on it. If you want to have a look at it, head to 2DURFM.com and the Todd Sargent Morning Show page and click on the link and you can track the boats all the way down. Boxing Day will be another busy day.